My name is Joe Jeffrey. I'm out of Lexington, Nebraska. I'm just the MC for the cattle show, the working demonstrations here. I've been a rancher all my life and a veterinarian for 50 years, and an entertainer for about the same amount of time. So I come out here and run their show for them. What we're doing here is comparing four of these chutes side by side. The cattle weigh in about 800 pounds, which is an ideal weight. We're showing the ability of these chutes to handle 800-pound cattle side by side. And when this idea started about 25 years ago out of my ranch, we just lined up some chutes. This way the people get to see different kinds of chutes. We can handle the livestock. They're not hustled. They're not hurt. They're not binged around. Once they go in there, we immobilize them, and then they're ours.
Let's talk about that, because these chutes are designed to prevent animals from being hurt.
That's correct. When I got out of vet school, there's a lot of times I wish I'd had a lariat rope and a tree rather than what I had to work with, because those farmers had built their own head catches and stuff. These, after 50 years of progress, these chutes are so safe for the livestock. And once those little cows or bulls or whatever gets in there, they squeeze them up, they take their ability to fight, and they're very easy and very easy to handle.
What's important about having the right squeeze chute?
The right squeeze chute is, first of all, what you're going to do with them. But most of the time, all we want to do is process them. There's some pregnancy checking on them. But normally, we want to give them the vaccinations and the porons, maybe an implant in their ears. So basically, we want to immobilize the critter so we can get in and get our work done without using anything except restraint.
How long can an animal be in there and have the work done?
Oh, we can leave them in there for an hour if you really want to. Just take the squeeze off and let them breathe. But while we're working on them, we squeeze them right quick. We hold them tight. That way they give up. We get our processing done, and then they're just standing there.
Tell me what squeeze chutes are represented here.
Well, first of all, we got a silencer out of Lorain, Kansas. It's an all hydraulic chute. The next one is out of Lynn, Kansas. It's a hydraulic chute that's got a neck extender on it. The next one is out of Nebraska. It's a Big Valley. It's made by the Balin Manufacturing Company. It's an old company that they've had Balin bends for years. And the final one there is a Foremost out of Hayward, Iowa. So we've got everything we've represented here. We've even got the Foremost there. It's got a self-catching head gate on it, so the critters just catch themselves.
Tell me about your practice.
Well, I'm not really a veterinarian for a practice. I'm a rancher. A veterinarian, but I've worked for 8 other veterinarians, and they'd send me out to do work some places that they didn't want to go. So I've used every chute, I've used every tree, every corral rope there ever was. So what I did was helped other veterinarians, because my main profession was ranching.
Well, then what's the biggest challenge that producers can look for when handling cattle?
Biggest challenge is to get the critters in and out, get them processed without injury to either the critter or to the operator. That's the biggest thing we're concerned about. So I've worked with some horrible conditions where the operators got broken arms and broken jaws, and I've seen broken legs on cows. So our biggest thing for the producers is to get them in, immobilize them, get the processing done, and get them right back out.